There's a Yid, his name is Mr. Alan Marinus. He's a Yid that, he's from Canada, and he wasn't a frum Yid, he wasn't a religious Yid. He was actually a movie producer, a very wealthy man, he was also producing movies, and he went on a mission to find truth in the world. And he went through different religions. He went through all different religions, and somehow he finally decided, after trying many other things, to try Yiddishkeit. And specifically, he was enthralled with the Musar aspect, to be Yisrael Salanter and Liban HaMusar. Through a series of Ashkochas, he needed desperately a Rebbe to learn Musar by. This Yid, Mr. Alan Marinus, desperately, and it wasn't from, he desperately needed somebody to learn Musar by. See, through a series of other Ashkochas, he had a friend in Hollywood who, through another reason, had put out a movie about a Yid from Nevardik. It's called The Quarrel. And this other Yid had told Alan Marinus about a rabbi in Far Rockaway, Rabbi Per, who's a big Baal Musar, has been studying Musar for 50 years. So this Mr. Alan Marinus got in touch with Rabbi Per and asked to come to Far Rockaway. He ended up coming, I think, the first time for a month. He moved into the yeshiva for a month, married with children, and he decided he wanted to learn Musar by Rabbi Per. And over the years, he's become very close to Rabbi Per. He's become frum over the years. It's quite a few years ago, 7-8 years ago, the story. And he became frum this Yid, and this Yid is very into learning Musar and spreading Musar. He believes he wants to spread it to Friday. And he wrote a book that was published, I think, by Random House that sold out. It's ready on its second or third printing. It's called Climbing Jacob's Ladder. He wrote a book all about Musar, a little bit about Rabbi Per, the Iker about Musar, a lot of things Rabbi Per taught him over the years in Musar. And he goes around, he teaches, they say thousands of people across America, thousands of Yidden, mainly not from, are learning Musar today, and many of them, some of them, and many yet, becoming from, obviously, through Liman HaMusar, through learning introspection. Rabbi Bernstein handed out, Rabbi Per sent to Rabbi Bernstein an article written about this book, basically written about the Musar movement, but it's a lot about this book, Climbing Jacob's Ladder. It's about the Musar movement, about Liman HaMusar, what it is. Very interesting article about Liman HaMusar. In this article about Liman HaMusar, he says a line. He said, Rabbi Bernstein read it to a shir. He said a line in this article, said a line that went right, it, mamish penetrated my heart, and I wanted to share it to the ilam. He says a line that is so true, it mamish hits upon the aside of our zman, of our times, and I want to connect it. It's very, very much connected with this parasha. It's connected with a lot of our parasha. It's connected with a lot of things. But he says a line here. They asked this Marinus, this Alan Marinus, if he thinks Musar is going to become like the culture. Everybody's going to, it's spreading so fast, so they want to know if it's going to be like an in-fad, an in-thing. So he said that it involves something that many people don't like to do, which is to take a good hard look at yourself. That's why Musar is so counter-culture. Our society is a society of distractions and diversions. Musar is the exact opposite. It is not about diversion, but being very introspective. That line that our society is about distractions and diversions, so uptight is what's going on, it's lahafla. He says that it's never going to become the fad, because our society, all the extra money, all the billions of dollars that's put into culture about our society, into movies, radio, sports, arts, it's all about two things. Diversion, these two things that he speaks about, distractions and diversion. What can we do not to tracht? If I think about a certain baseball team enough that I just won't think, that I won't face up to myself, to where I'm headed, to what my life's about, to how I'm raising my family, what can I put on so we'll spend society billions of dollars, that will have professionals, upstanding people, intelligent people of big minds, they'll spend their lives speaking about sports, about this man, when he tackles, how he tackles, he hits the other guy in his tricks, and how he's going to tackle this coming week, and we're all America's glued with their ears listening, which guy is going to hit each other harder, and how, but there's a lumdus, there's a, with an einfall, it's all distractions and diversions. So and we'll all get involved, and we'll have commercials, and we'll take it serious stuff. And now back to the big ball game. When we get it, the advertisements, the fake stuff away, we'll speak about life insurance. Let's get back, and now back to the show, to what's important. And John smacks into Fred. 10 million people cheering. Gewaldig. And here we are on the radio. I would like to welcome Army Radio, the 22 million people worldwide tuned in to the big ball game to see which group of goyim are going to beat each other up harder. Gewaldig. One chevres from Harlem. They're the San Francisco 49ers. Well, from Harlem. And then another group from San Francisco. They're the New York Jets. And guys, okay, this is big, guys. This is big. Let's diversions and distraction. We spend millions and billions of dollars of hours of time. This is what our society is built on. All the fun, all the movies, the big stuff, a big movie grosses hundreds of millions of dollars, the big movie, and we'll have very serious people write articles about the movie, about the depth of the movie. All diversions and distractions, that's what society is built on. Not to face up. Liman HaMusar is the pshat to face up. Who am I? What am I about? Am I perfecting my faults? If you look at the breakdown of families in America, it's mamish this point. The breakdown of the human being, the ethics of the human being, of the godless Adam, is he's not facing himself. Diversions and distractions. Everything but not to think about myself. Where am I headed? Am I steiging? Am I growing? Am I learning a blat gemara? Am I growing? Am I becoming elevated? Anything, just don't put on the radio a little louder, another song, and jog around one more time. All the fads, with health fads and all different fads, become in and a focus and a banner and important. All the fads, all for one thing, diversion and distraction. To read Shalom, we learned together, there's different chaburas learning Musar at nights. And Be'ikra, I wanted to speak to the whole yeshiva, to push to learn Musar, Rabbi Isai. The chaburas that get together every night, who learn Musar, we just finished an arch, I'm not pushing my chabura, the other chaburas are better. There's a chabura on tefillah, which is also Musar. I remember when I was a bachur in the mirror, so another bachur said to me, a more cynical type, a very bright guy, but a cynical type, and he said to me, he said he was making fun of the way some people daven. And he said they daven like it's Musar Seder, they're crying. He says, not Musar, it's davening to Hashem. At the time, I was very nisragish from what he was saying. Yeah, the guy said in a fired up way, cynicism catches very easily. A bachur will say, what's going to be with Waterbury? I was like, oy. People are steiging and growing. Oy, oy. Cynicism just catches, it's like fire. So a guy was cynical and went into me. It was amazing. He said, shtuyot. And he was saying, and Mamish made a reishim on me. He said, when people daven, like the shtayim from people daven, it's like Musa said, Musa, davening, you talk to Hashem, you ask for things. I was very nishtayim. Over the years, I discovered how wrong the guy is. Everywhere I've seen, the person is 100% wrong. Tefillah refers to lispala, lispila, to imbuing yourself something. Tefillah is called avayda, avayda shabalei. Why is it avayda? Service? We're not serving a crone to. Why is it called avayda? A crone told me this. Why is tefillah called avayda? Serving, I'm not serving. He said the Maral says, because tefillah is taka avodas Hashem, tefillah is to realize realities. The opposite of diversion and distraction is reality. It's reality time. Tefillah is lispalel. The word lispalel is reflexive. It means you're doing it to yourself. Lispalel, pilel, is what you do to yourself something. I'm not doing myself in tefillah. I don't talk to God. You're doing something, you're giving the realities of life that God controls parnasa. So once in the morning when you get up, you re-wake the realities of God controls health, parnasa, everything. My success in learning, how smart I am. So we want to wake up every in the morning and get the realities of life. In the middle of the day, we're busy with life. It's working. We're busy with life. Back to the realities, mencha. And then Meir, before we retire for the day, one more time to retire with the realities of life in our mind. So at 9:30 or 10, we have a vad on tefillah. Musar, on introspection, on what life's about. Tefillah, lispalo, to imbue in yourself the realities of life. We have Musar Vadim on all different topics. Lemaisa Bacher would say, I learn myself. There is truth that there's a strong advantage of learning Musar, and it has an advantage. I have a Messiah from my Rabbi Rabbi Per. This is the Messiah Rabbi Kesam, and I have. Rabbi Per says, till somebody's married, to go to Vadim. Certainly till he's an older. I've heard him say different things, but certainly a younger Bacher is usually kedai to hear from somebody else. A younger bracha will read the Mesias Hashem, even older bracha. It could be kedai to later on, till somebody has at least some sort of mahalach, reads the Mesias Hashem, doesn't always see what Mesias Hashem is. Yeah, Kitzur Advarim is a strong mahalach. The other thing is practically, if a bracha is going to stick to it. So the Ikra, I'm calling this, that there should be a strong chizik in Limud HaMusar. It's Dvarim Pshutim. And every night, a person should go and sit down. Avada, some nights exciting, some nights it doesn't feel exciting. But the sight is that the person is learning Musar, that he's facing himself, that he's hearing Divrei Emes, and he's hearing things, true things, not diversions and distractions. And Siyas Hashem, we just finished that night Seder, we just finished Zahiris. We went through for the last couple of months, we went through Zahiris. We just finished the other night Zahiris. The first thing he speaks about is this diversions and distractions. He says that the master of Zahiris, Zahiris is accountability. He's a person who lives with Cheshb, with accountability. It's the first step of Aliyah. It's a person who lives Pashat, that his moves are accountable. You see people have no accountability. Just have Hefkeris they live by. Zahiris, the first step of Musar. It's the person who lives with accountability. And he says the master of Zahiris is Tirda. If people get Tirdas, now he says he doesn't mean the essential Tirdas, that's inevitable. The essential Tirdas. But the Tirdas above and beyond, which ruin the mind, which lock up the mind, diversions and distraction, which lock up the mind from thinking what he has to think about. Tirdas, having things on our mind and worries that we overthink about, we overtract about, that we almost, I don't want to say subconsciously perhaps, put on our mind to avoid focusing on what's important, on where we're headed. Are we headed in the right path? Is our aliyah solid aliyah? Are we headed towards being great people? Are we headed towards having mishpachas that are special? There's a Gemara I quote very, very often. There's a Gemara that in Adarim, that but just it's this verse. It's mamish this verse. It's Mem Tesmid Beis. The Gemara says that Amra he made Chenusa, it's Mem Tesmid Beis in Adarim. Amra he made Chenusa Reb Yehuda. This made Chenusa, this Roman lady said to Reb Yehuda, Meir v'ray, you're paskening drunk. I say you're learning, you're a drunkard. You're paskening drunk. Armallah, he responds, Hemnusa biyada dahietza, he swore at her, Itimna l'ktusha v'abdalta, I only have Kiddush and Abdallah, v'arbi kasi de pischa, and I have the four kais on Pesach, v'chagrani tzidoya, my temples hurt me, min a Pesach aratzeres, from Pesach to Shavuos, from the wine of Pesach, my temples hurt me. Some bring a rye, you can't have grape juice for the dal kaisis, so why do you have it? You should have grape juice. Don't say it didn't exist back then. Grape juice is just unfermented wine. But Ella, see, responds. So if Yehuda responds, so why do I look the way I look? Ella chachmas adam toyerpanav. The wisdom lights up my face. The wisdom lights up my face. What's Shana Gemara? She says you look drunk. He responds, it's chachmas atayra. I learned Torah. What's going on? What's the conversation? So I explain the conversation with the discussion, a relative of mine who's not yet from. And he was a guy in Michigan State University, very with it fellow studying law, very with it, accomplished. This guy's a bucking karate, a real American family, American guy, successful, that wealth, everything going for him. And he was depressed beyond belief. So he has an uncle Chippy, I'm in the Mishpacha, who's a very yosher type of person, a Baal Yisurim, went through a lot, he's not a from person. But to a degree, has a certain yashrus. People in the family trust him to ask him advice. And he went to this uncle and he said that I'm depressed, what should I do? I'm very depressed. So he said you have two choices. He said your problem is you're two in the middle. He said either run to California, go to the beaches and go wild. He said you have morals, you're straight. Go to the beaches of California and go crazy. That's one option. Or go to Ar Sameach and learn Torah and find out about Yiddishkeit. That's what he told him. You have two choices, diversion or distraction. Either stop, just lay it on, all diversions and distraction, don't face life, or you have to face up real. Or Chachmas Adam Torah Panav, learn Torah. So she said to Reb Yehuda, she never knew of another option. She said, there's a Simchas Achayim here that life cannot bring. It has to be, you must be heavy on the distractions. Mer v'ray. You must be drunk. You must be such a drunkard, so full of distractions, drunk on TV, Goyish music, v'chulu, v'chulu. You must be so drunk, so full of diversion and distraction, so fed up with it that you managed to be happy, you managed to smile. And he responded the exact opposite. He said, Chachmas Adam Torah Panav. He said, no, there's a reality that a person could study, Lulei Seiras L'Shashuai, Azavadati Vanyi. There's a reality that somebody can learn. There's Limud HaTorah. And for us, with the help, with the Siyuah of Limud HaMusar, that we can get such a reality that Pasha, the person, be fully happy. That's what Yehuda's response. There's a way to deal with reality. There's Limud HaTorah. There's a way to live life, to know how to be a giver, to know how to respond to life's challenges, to know how to stay through life's challenges. There is a way, and that's why I'm happy. I don't need the diversion method. That's a Yehuda's response. That was the whole Yisoid. We know in Ha'intik of Parashas, when Mesias Yisharim says that Paras Yisoid is Tichbet Lemes Avoida. Put a lot of work, diversion and distraction. Paras, as the Rambam writes, in his Igeres Teman, that the Rambam writes that the Paras, it's Mesias Yisharim, but the Rambam already says it, that Paras is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara. And that's Paras Yisoid, is Tichbet Lemes Avoida. Just make them work hard, make them diversion and distraction. Don't let them tracht. If they tracht, they're going to steig. Kemat kot, they'll just change their ways, Mesias Yisharim says in one rega. If they just focus in. So the Yetzirah's avoid is don't let them focus. Don't let a person learn Musa 9:30-10. Don't let them learn Limud HaTorah all day long. Don't let them focus. Keep them busy, busy, busy. Just not Limud HaTorah. So he'll invent cell phones, kol mine shtuyot, all shtusim v'avolim of the earth. So a person can't focus in and face reality. Tichbol emes avayda. Just busy, busy, busy. And our avayda is to somehow find this man. I spoke to my shia this week. The first mitzvah were given in the Torah, this week's parasha, Parashas Bo'i. The very first mitzvah that Klai Yisrael's commanded after going to Mitzrayim is achaydish hazeh lochem, control over time. When you're an eved, you don't have control over your zman. You're an eved, you don't own your zman. It's tichbol emes avayda. You're working and working with no time to think. The master just works him and works him. By us as an Israelite, seir debay b'farach. But Mitzrayim was worked us b'farach. Is the pshat avayda that doesn't allow thinking. That's avdus. We have no control over our zman. Time just flies by. We kill time and time just flies. Busy, 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 busy. Tichbol emes avayda. The first mitzvah we leave Mitzrayim is achaydish hazeh lochem. You have control over zman. You plan your day. Your day doesn't plan you. You can think about what to do. You can tracht and use your zman and utilize it to steig, to grow. You set your course in your life. You set your course in your life. You decide how it runs. There's some who feel, and we all fall into the rut, where life's a movie. We watch ourselves go. We watch, oh, I miss Shachar Salat. I miss Mincha, Mairiv. I'm missing Sid. I notice about myself. I bat a lot. As if we're watching a movie of our own lives. As if it's just like we watch how we are. HaChadosh Zelachem says, you control Zman. You chart out the course of your life. You're not in Eved anymore. You're out of the civilized Mitzrayim, out of the Tichbol Emes Avoida. You're out of that matzav of you have no control of your Zman. You're headed towards HaSinai, towards a matzav. You chart out your time. You decide how you want to live. You can chart out how your life's going to head, how I function throughout the day. That's the first mitzvah, HaChadosh Zelachem. You control Zman. Zman's handed over to you. There's Yerushalmi, just how far it goes we control Zman. I think the Yerushalmi is good to hear because it brings out to the person himself what it means that we Zman is ours. Hashem so is master to us. It's an amazing Yerushalmi. The halach is if a girl, the Metzias, is that a girl under 3 years old is Mizana, so her Besulim come back. If she's over 3, the Besulim leave. It's the Metzias. She's under 3, the Besulim. We learned from Ksubas last year. Under 3, if she's Mizana, the Besulim come back. Above 3, the Besulim don't come back. The Metzias is that if a girl turns 3 and she's Mizana that day, and her Besulim leave, they're not going to come back. If Bezdin makes it an Ibriyar, then, the Yerushalmi says, they make it a leap year. Zman is ours. If they make it a leap year, the physical Metzias is her Besulim will come back now. The physical Metzias will change, because man is yours. It's a bria that I'm handing to you. Achodesh is Elochem. The month is yours, Bezdin. When you say Kaddish, 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 when you're Mekaddish the Chodesh, that's when the Chodesh is Kaddish. Zman is yours. It's yours to control time. Don't watch time. Don't see it pass. Don't kill time. It's yours to utilize, to steig. And these years in yeshiva are years that we're going to make sure our whole lives are going to be people who utilize our time right, who head in the right direction, who head in the right aliyah, who accomplish what they want to accomplish. You ask any bacher in a serious moment, you ask him what he wants. Everybody wants a family full of bnei aliyah. He wants all his children learning Torah. He has this picture, this serene, beautiful home, full of just good feelings. Everybody in the clear moments want it. Every bacher lying in his bed, all of us, you know, life, bacherim, we lie in our bed at night. We think everybody just wants this perfect home, tranquil home, full of limudat Torah, the kids running back to yeshiva learning Torah. Rabbi say it doesn't happen from sleeping. It doesn't happen from the work. Everybody feels he wants in his home that he's going to be a husband. And we want this from you, we want this from ourselves. That it be a husband who's going to say nice words to his wife. Even when there's an anger there, he's going to be able to control his anger. He's going to be able to just be a special father, be nice to his children, be mechanech them in a loving, correct manner, tough when he's supposed to be tough. And not, Pashut could, it doesn't come, Rabbi say, all of a sudden, because the guy's a dream. It comes from years of work. It comes from avodah. It comes from learning Torah and limud ha-musar. It comes from filling ourselves up in Torah dekayidin, filling ourselves up with musar. Doesn't have, and this is what's required. There's no shortcuts. There's no quick steps, quick fixes. It's a process. It's a process of growth on these years, Rabbi say. Smach bachu b'mach v'secha. On these years of focusing in, of learning Musar, learning Torah basmada, the Messias Hisharim speaks about Zahiras. He says he brings from a Pinchas Ben Yorah, the Brais, what brings the Zahiras is Torah. Why it works, how it works, the doctor prescribed it. When the doctor prescribes medicine, you might be curious how it works and why it works. But the doctor, the best doctor said to take it, you take it. The guy's a great doctor. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Roi Fechol Basar. The Rabbeinu says, Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the only way to survive the Yetzara. To fill ourselves with Torah in these years. To fill ourselves with Liman HaMusr in these years. This is the only trick. So I want to push Toilum, call me a Bakashas. That night say, there's been a chizik in general in the yeshiva. I know I look in the mornings now, you see 25, the whole shiur is coming. And I see other shiurim, you see the second say the shiurim. There's been a tremendous chizik in the yeshiva, Liman HaTorah, all around. I always believe that the extra chizukma best made at a time when it's going stronger. When you call Leilin and people are panicking and you say, Abay Sai, it's gefährlich, it's not gefährlich. The yeshiva is doing gewaldig. It's a beautiful, wonderful yeshiva. Special yeshiva with tremendous amounts of people growing shtai. There's no desperation. There hasn't been for a day this year. The yeshiva is doing great. And Baruch Hashem, it's a makom where people feel good about themselves. And because they feel good about themselves, they shteig and they grow. And there's Rebbeim here and Yungalai here to have a shaykhus to learn with, to learn from. Things are the bachrim here shteiging to watch. Your roommates are shteiging. Watch them and shteig with them. So Baruch Hashem is going valdig. But at a time of chizuk, at a time when he's going valdig, to make another chizuk of Isai, 9:30 to 10, everybody should be learning Musar. Everybody. Those that are in shiurim and those that are not in shiurim. If a bachur wants to do it on his own, you probably shouldn't. And if you still want to do it on your own, okay. But learn Musar every night. Take a Musar Sefer and learn it every single night, 9:30 to 10. It's something that will have an impact. It's not an instant success. It's not all of a sudden. It's not day trading. The guy becomes a millionaire in a second. It's not day trading. It's something that's much more effective and much more consistent, much more healthier. Day trading, people get sick from it. This is healthy aliyah. This is aliyah day after day, chipping away at midas. Speaking divrei emes, just that a person sits and discusses divrei emes every night leaves an impact on the person. So I want to make a chizuk amongst the bnei aliyah that are learning Torah, that are shteiging in Torah, that we're mechazik musa said from 9:30 to 10, mechazik going to our shiurim that we're in, mechazik we're not in joining shiurim. If we're not in, we don't want to join learning on our own musa. But to make a chizuk and limud ha-musa, to be mechazik going to the tefillah shiur, which is baita l'espalel, to those that already go should continue to go. Those that don't go, we daven every day, three times a day. We want to know what we're saying. We're saying something. We want the Rabbeinu Shlom to listen. We also have to listen to what we're saying. So we should all be mechazik. Those that aren't in the tefillah chabura, I highly recommend. If you're not in any chabura, run to tefillah, run to learn about what we're saying when we daven. To learn also the very musar. Say Easter and the Komeni Bakosha, all mechazik in this Indian. Say, us giving it to mechazik, to put koichas into it, that it should be something very significant. There should be a significant amount of the yeshiva learning Musar. In a way, I would like that all the chaburas are in here, The chassan is, the doesn't know about some chaburs that aren't in the Beis Medrash. The chabur is my crone shears where?
Upstairs
by the high school. So for those that want to go there, the chabur is in the Rabbi Kestenbaum is in the back corner. Rabbi Bernstein says where? It's in the middle. So Da'ilum Shri Mechazik, and all around the Beis Medrash, there should be Musa Sfarim open, people learning Musa, the spiteless, with energy. The Beis Medrash 9 through 10 should be buzzed with people learning Musa, not schmoozing, and not even learning Gemara. It's Musa Seder. We're pushing Musa Seder. The Bachram should learn Musa. Everybody should learn Musa. Yungalai should learn Musa. We all should learn Musa. We're pushing it. The Kolmini Bakasha, the Musa Seder is happening in the Yeshiva. We don't want to be people who live our lives diversion and distraction kind of people. We don't want to be 43 and we're an expert diversion and distraction. The diversion and distraction person is not very nice to his wife. He never learned how to deal with his wife. Instead of learning how to be a Baal Midas, how to overcome, how to be nice, how to just be kind to somebody else, he did the diversion and distraction method. He never learned how to be nice to his children, to overcome natural feelings of frustrations. Diversion, we don't want to be diversion. He never learned in shul to be quiet. He's a diversion and distraction. Anything which takes work, he shuts off. He's a diversion and distraction kind of guy. DD. Diversion and distraction kind of guy. Our hope for all of us is that we become people, B'nai Aliyah, who are people of Emistika people, Tayyidika Yidden, people of Musadika Yidden. And Be'ez Hashem, we all should be zeich in our lives to have all the brachas that come along with people of Emes, the brachas that come in this world, we should be zeich to all the brachas. All the tremendous brachas, the good, beautiful family that comes with being a person, a real person. We should be zeich to all the brachas, and chas v'shal, none of us should be cursed with the klalas that have come from being a person, a diversion and distraction person.